Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome in. The Bogey and Wojo show The Valeni show. We're taking it to 6 o'clock. Going to be a fun afternoon.
Oh, this is a bloodless coup d'etat. We have taken over. Now, I heard the little Falars update.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Ramsey seeing a specialist on his back.
Come on.
Okay, hold on. About last night's show, forget about that. Erase last night's tapes.
Hold on. No.
He has back issues.
Does he really, though?
Or he's seeing a specialist.
Or is this his way of just staying off the field and avoiding being fined?
Well, it's
come up with some injury and I don't really know. I slept wrong and my back is bothering me. I'm going to go see a quote unquote specialist when in reality he's probably seeing like one of his cousins or something.
If his goal is to get traded, saying you have a back injury doesn't help.
Or the team is trying to protect him as well. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I don't buy for a second that he's actually injured, though.
I think he might be. But it is the Bogey and Wojo show. When are we going to make up for where Valenti is?
That's you.
Yeah.
He's been very open and honest about
where he is. No, he's having a vasectomy. So here's my statement.
Okay.
We'll allow this on the TV. Justin Verlander taking them on for the Astros today. But we're done attaching ourselves to former players, all right? I don't want you sitting there. You see what JV did? He struck out the side. I don't want you people at home racing to your TV to see what your beloved little JV does. It's old his ring. It's nothing but pain watching him pitch. Don't watch.
I might be way off on this, but why are you assuming that there are still people here in Detroit or Tigers fans or JV fans that are out there rooting for and supporting him as if he were a Tiger?
Because they always call it and say
Do you really think there's still a good percentage of people?
There was a year ago, remember?
Yeah, but I mean, he got the World Series. He got it done. He had the no-hitter earlier this year, sure. But aren't most people here in Detroit just kind of... He's like a total non-story, right?
Opponents are hitting 119 against his slider. Remember the slider? Remember that slider? Remember the beard stubble and the no hits through 6 2/3 innings and then gives up a little dinky thing?
I personally just miss you being able to send out the little tweets. At every start, you know, have you noticed that nary a batter has been permitted to trot on over to first base?
Yes, safe passage. So that's my only thing. We're over the Verlander thing. And if you're not over the Verlander thing, and I don't judge people, I don't. You can live your life any way you want. But if you're not over the Verlander thing and you're going to sit there and root for him all day long today, you're a loser. Okay?
I would agree with that.
And I'm not judging anyone either. I don't do that.
All right. The phone number is 248-539-9. 97. Look, we got some good Lions stuff that we're going to get to a little bit later on in the show. An intriguing Michigan question as well. And of course, we got to settle the debate. Who's a bigger loser? Our friends Evan and Mike are heading into Michigan State and Ohio State in very different ways.
Yeah, and they're both crazy in their own ways.
But we got to open up the show with a very well-dressed young man that I'm looking at across the glass right now. Sully,
who?
Purchasing his first home.
Look at him. He's all dressed up.
Yeah, it was closing day for Sully earlier today. Now, I didn't get the memo. When I closed on my house 2 years ago, I was not, like, dressed up. Were you required to wear a full suit? Or?
I'm not wearing a full suit. I was told that when you close on a home, you're supposed to dress up nice.
Oh, come on.
What?
Why? You're just signing your name 100 times.
Because it's a professional environment, I guess. I'm not saying you're supposed to wear a three-piece suit, but
I mean,
I'm wearing slacks and a dress shirt.
I mean, you got some fancy socks.
He's got some khakis on.
No. He's got suede gray boots. I can tell they're from Banana Republic, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this dude, he's dressed to the nines.
Well, I appreciate that.
You dressed up because you wanted to prove, you probably couldn't really afford the mortgage you got. You went way over and you probably couldn't. So you wanted to prove you do have money.
That I belong there, yeah.
Yeah, and that you put on a little extra
threads. Isn't that one of the worst things, though, about closing day? You feel like you gave. I mean, those are the biggest checks you've ever had to write in your life. It's awful.
Well, it was, so earlier in the home buying process when I was touring some houses, my realtor one day showed up and he was wearing a tie for the first time. I said, "Oh wow, are you dressing up today?" He goes, "Yeah, you know, I'm going to a closing after." And I said, "Oh, okay. So just so I know, you're supposed to kind of dress up for the closing." He goes, "Yeah, I always do."
So from that moment on, even when you were just looking at houses, did you dress up and wear a shirt?
No,
and tie?
I didn't. I just figured for the closing, what I'll do is I'll put a button up, you know, button down shirt. Some slacks, decent shoes.
So I can just imagine Sully showing up to like a Century 21, open house in a full suit, sunglasses. You know, "Hey guys, Sully.
Well,
just want to take a peek at the house. You got any cupcakes in there? I'd love to get a snack."
The people that were the sellers, great couple, older couple that was sitting across the table, and the guy walks in wearing a Michigan t-shirt.
Oh,
like, okay. Then I thought,
good side
okay,
or bad side.
Maybe I am overdressed a little bit.
Yeah.
But everyone else is wearing like
did
blazers.
You get,
I didn't wear a blazer or a suit.
No blazer.
Coat.
Okay. Did your realtor get you like a little present, like a bottle of champagne or something?
It's extremely nice. Yeah.
Did you drink it already?
No, well, it was like a whiskey glass set, which was awesome.
Oh,
and
wow.
I appreciated that.
Shoot, my realtor only got me one bottle of champagne. I'm kidding, he was great.
No, I got a couple of gifts, I think.
No,
although that was 20 years ago.
the lender, Hall Financial, of course.
Chris from
Hall Financial got me a nice
Foss.
Little gift as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was great.
Ticket text 97136. I closed on my house in my pajamas. Welcome to the Big Boy Club, Sully. next one, what kind of loser dresses up to close on a home?
Okay, let's be clear here. Though I'm not wearing a suit, I'm wearing a dress shirt and blue slacks.
He's also got the dress shirt on where the cuffs are a different color than the rest of the shirt.
Oh,
like
man.
We're talking like money bags over here.
And
yeah,
he got
I think
his
it's just because you're used to seeing me wear a golf polo around here or something like that. And
true.
Jeans.
Yeah,
so I'm actually wearing something nicer than that.
A t-shirt with a rip in it, I believe,
too,
is what you wore a couple of years ago. Yeah, no, that's true. Tell me if I've got my...
Hold on. Somebody wants to respond directly to Sully.
Oh,
Sully, be ready. Sully was totally old man voice guy by dressing up to the closing. Does he still wear a hat and tie to dinner? It's not 1958 anymore.
When I fly on an airplane, I wear a full suit.
See,
right?
I was just going to bring that up, actually, because
what?
I was always told that if you dress up and you look presentable, professional on a flight, there's a chance they'll bump you up to first class.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Has it ever worked for you?
No. I know, it's never worked. But apparently that is a thing, though. The airline, they prefer people that are sitting in first class that are dressed up and ready to go. Most people just want to be comfortable wearing sweatpants.
I never wear sweatpants on a plane or anywhere.
No?
They're gross. They're gross.
What?
Just the name of them is gross.
You know what's funny? I don't know if I could ever imagine you in sweatpants.
They're gross. People who like go into work environments with sweatpants.
Do you sleep in your pleated pants?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I can't imagine you wearing like pajama pants or sweatpants or.
I sleep in a hyperbaric chamber. Okay.
Well, you sleep in your nudies, your pajama grandma.
Nudies. Yeah, when are they coming back? We need some more nudies.
Christmas is coming. All right, let's open up the show with this, okay? We can have some fun. One, you can unceremoniously make fun of Sully all you want if you think that it's ridiculous that he decided to dress up for closing day.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
If people want to say one way or the other, we're not talking about a full suit. We're talking about a dress shirt. That's it.
Oh, wait, the special cuffs. Do you have cuff links?
You want me to flip these back? Sure.
Do you have cuff links?
No, they're just, it's a button. It's not. I'm not wearing cufflinks.
Different colored cuffs that screams Eastland Mall. Did you pick up your clothes at Eastland Mall?
I didn't. No, I'm not wearing cufflinks, guys.
What's wrong with
Eastland
Mall?
I'm not wearing
Mall,
a pocket
anyhow.
Square either.
Whoa, hold on.
Wait, is Eastland Mall bad?
Hatch is taking great offense to this.
What's wrong with Eastland Mall?
Oh, no, I did. Wait, is that the Black Mall?
We hang out there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I used to.
So that's what he was doing. He was taking it. I did not know that.
He was going to the Four Men, because they're clothes, I can say this. The Four Men store with the multiple colors and the,
okay.
That's where he was going, the Four Men.
Did
I
you
to
know
love that?
That
store.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that Eastland Mall
no.
was that close.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, Hatchet's little head popped up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are you ripping on
here?
I mean, I always knew I wasn't allowed. I just figured it was because I couldn't afford anything that was there. I didn't know that it was just a strict color restriction.
Well, we know he didn't go to Somerset, for God's sake. Please.
Well, at least not the one side of Somerset. The phone number is 248-539-9797. All right, let's start the show a little light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sully just bought his first home. Look, Hatchet, you're a homeowner. Woj, you're a home. You have a mansion. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have two furnaces. Your house is so big. I'm a homeowner as well, a little bungalow. What's the best piece of advice we can give Mr. Mike Sullivan here as he just purchased his first home? Everyone has to have a suggestion.
Get home insurance. Do you have home insurance?
I do, yeah. Okay.
Don't you have to?
Evan gave me a great piece of advice about changing the toilet seats.
Okay.
Oh. It's like that type of stuff you don't even think of.
See, I never did that.
Well, they were older folks, so they had their little wrinkled butts on those seats for many years.
Actually, it was they were there for their son because he was out of town for work. So it was their son's home. They had to be there for it. But
All right. 248-539-9797. Line up. Get ready to give Sully your best piece of advice as a new homeowner. We'll give him ours coming up. 97.1.
You know, I'm going to take notes here, Bogey, because honest to God, the ticket texters at 97136 and the phone number 248-539-9797 have legitimately great nuggets of advice as you move into your first home. Because the little Sully kid, we've pushed him out of the nest.
Yes.
See if he can fly. We're not sure he can fly.
Yeah, no longer in the frat house, you know, hanging out with his buddies. He's a grown man. He's adulting, as they say.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Ticket text 97136. Before Sully moves in, vacuum the air ducts, then bug bomb from attic to basement, then carpet clean.
See, and I appreciate this advice because that's stuff that I probably wouldn't think of. You know, a million things going on. I got to buy this. I got to buy that.
Yes.
I got to get, you know, cleaning supplies and stuff for the bathrooms. It's advice pieces like that where you don't really think of.
That was the first thing I did on closing day. I went to
the carpets,
a dollar store or whatever it was, and I think I spent like $130 on cleaning supplies, everything you could possibly imagine, wood floor, like everything. All the cleaning stuff.
Thankfully, the people I bought it from left it like spick and span. Like they kept coming back to the house to clean it more because they felt bad. I'm like, no, you're fine. It looks great.
Is that the last time you cleaned your house?
Yeah. Yes, it is, actually.
20 years ago, yeah.
Listen to this advice, and this is so true. And I did this when I moved in and didn't even realize it's a little trick from Ryan in South Lyon. Paint the inside of your closets before moving in. Wife, kids, and life happen, and you'll never have an empty closet again. So this is your only shot.
Oh.
If there's scuffed or you don't like the color, you're never going to pull everything out.
Sure.
Paint the closet now.
Wow, I like that. I like that advice.
That's a very good one. Here's a good one. Sully should buy a trampoline and put it in the basement. I don't think that one's legit.
That sounds fun.
I'll give you two. I'll give you one serious one, and then I'll give you one fun one, okay? The real one, heed to the girlfriend, okay? Listen to a woman's advice about decorating and where to put things and to center photos and, like, I wish I would have done that a little bit better. I thought I was like, I got this. My house, okay? I got this, all right? I'm the owner. And I screwed it up. I should have listened to the females, you know, touch,
right?
What if
she wants the stuff too frilly?
Well, you know, okay, not flowery pink stuff, all right? I'm just saying, like, as far as centering things and where should you put the table and all that.
No, and
women,
my girlfriend's been great with that stuff, but it's like, I'm not an interior decorator. I'm terrible with that stuff.
Exactly. That's why you listen to her, okay? Mm-hmm. She's a smart girl. Now, number two, you got to make your mark in every single room in that house. And you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Piddle in the corner or something?
You are the lion of that home. You are going to go around your property and mark your territory, okay?
Ooh. My house.
Exactly.
Mark your territory. Like
you
with a Sharpie?
You take her into every room and you make sure that you know what you did in every single one of those rooms.
Would she play along with it?
Let's hope. That's good. That's my favorite piece of advice.
No,
so
it's
far.
Not.
I'm just
please.
Saying. You'll miss your chance if you don't do it immediately.
First thing Sully has to do is paint one of the extra bedrooms either blue or pink for the baby he's going to have.
Apparently, that's Roberto will be crashing the extra bedroom. That's what he wants. So.
Oh, Roberto will be moving his vinyl in this weekend into the basement.
I'm not even kidding about this. Make sure you leave room somewhere in the living room or off of the kitchen to set up a bar.
Yeah, see, luckily I have a wet bar in my basement, finished basement, which I'm pumped about.
That is great.
I bet you have a wet bar.
This place is turnkey. I mean, I've seen the photos.
Oh, really?
It couldn't be better. Sully's not going to have to do anything. I did it the same way. I wanted a place where I didn't have to do any work, painting, didn't have to redo anything. It was all done for me. That's the millennial way.
Hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've never been invited over.
Well, I don't expect to get invited over, but I will give you this advice, and somebody called on it. I was going to give it to you before they called. Don't change anything on the exterior for an entire year, meaning trees, bushes. Don't change anything, because when the seasons change, sometimes if you cut a tree down before you know, that might have cooled your house down. You don't know. So wait an entire year. So this time next year, then make decisions on if you want to get rid of something.
That is so true. When I moved into my house, I moved in, I think it was like December, and all the leaves had fallen. And I looked in the back, and I go, oh, I thought it was more private. There's a house right behind the woods. And then when the tree, it disappears. The house is gone 6 months out of the year. And I'm like, oh, good, it's gone.
When you looked back there for the first time, how many dead animals were?
Half a dozen.
Off to a good start.
Change the toilets completely, not just the seats. And don't try to accomplish every project in the first year. You'll burn out too quickly. That's good advice.
Never ending, right?
Here's one. Get your pipes cleaned.
Okay, for sure.
I actually still have that video on file. Like, you hire one of those, I don't know, plumbers or whatever, and part of the inspection
they
is
scope, yeah,
they do the scope, right? I literally have that video in my email. I watch it sometimes.
Oh, they scope the
super clean pipes, yeah,
just to
make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing is you got to start talking with your neighbors and find out who's the best snow removal, who's the best, what the mailman is like. It's like, Bogey apparently has a mean mailman.
Yeah, we fight occasionally verbally. Yeah.
I have met the next door neighbors, an older gentleman, older couple, super nice. You can tell he's kind of the neighborhood watch type guy.
Oh, I like that.
Apparently he used to be like a mechanic or something, so he's really
Oh, that's good. And make sure you have an extra key for the house. Hide it somewhere outside and tell us where it is in case you wanted to come over.
Perfect. I'll do that. Just hide it under the doormat, right? That's
in the flower
no
pot.
No one would ever find that.
No one will look in the flower pot.
See, the neighbor thing is interesting, though, because, I mean, I've been in my house for 2 years, and I really, outside of just casual, hey, as you're walking down the driveway to the car or whatever you're doing, I don't really know my neighbors, like, at all. Like, I never invited them over. They never invited me over. There's no relationship. Is that, I don't know if that's different for
that's
most
a surprise.
People. I'm just saying.
Well, here's what's funny is this past August was the 5th year I've been in my house. I just finally this summer met most of my neighbors.
Oh, really?
I knew my next door neighbor when we first moved in, but I didn't want to talk to anyone. Just finally met them this summer.
Are you sure it wasn't them not wanting to talk to you?
Oh,
no, it was
boy.
Me not wanting to talk to them for sure.
Oh, boy.
It was definitely me.
Yeah, I like the solitude. I mean, I'm not rude to anybody, but
I just feel like it's changed.
I just scamper into my house and scamper out.
I don't think, like, when we grew up, I'm sure you guys can attest to this, all the neighbors on the block, we all knew each other. The door was always open. We always knew where the spare key was for every house.
Oh,
and nowadays,
no.
I don't think it's like that anymore.
That was back in the day that, like, the housewives had men over while the men were at work, right?
Oh,
did that happen all the time in the suburbs? Right?
Let me guess. You were one of the guys that would go and meet the desperate housewives.
No, didn't they all get together and do stuff all day long?
That doesn't happen anymore, you're saying?
No, because lots and lots of women work now as opposed to the 50s, right?
When they weren't allowed to. Yeah.
No, they were allowed to.
I'm kidding. I know. All right. 248-539-97. Move on here. I think Sully's fully prepared.
That's
now
great advice.
For home ownership. Absolutely. You can keep sending them in if you want, but we got to move on. You want to get to this Lions thing coming up?
Yeah, you have a juicy Lions topic.
It's a call your shot Friday. Okay? Right here, right now, 4 games into the season. We'll get to that next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.